Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the Power of Christ Daily, the 6th of February 2016, a Saturday, titled, Jesus Said, But Only One Thing Is Necessary. These are taken from this verse in the Bible, a phrase from a verse in the Bible, where Jesus said, but only one thing is necessary. Now, brothers and sisters, this is a very key statement God, Jesus has made. But only one thing is necessary. So what is the thing and how do we do, what do we do to get it? Brothers and sisters, go to Luke 10:38-42. This is an event where Jesus has come to Bethany. Bethany is a small village, a town, not a small village, small town, a village. And Luke 10:38-42, this is the history of whereby the story of Martha and Mary, then many of you will know the story. But let's look at some of these issues there that Jesus is highlighting to us, the Spirit of God highlighting to me, and now I'm highlighting to you, that is extremely important. Now, while they were on their way, this is 38, first Luke 10:38, I'm reading from Amplified. Now, while they were on their way, Jesus entered a village called Bethany, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. 39, she had a sister named Mary who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was continually listening to his teaching. But Martha was very busy and distracted with all of her serving responsibilities, and she approached him and said, Lord, is it of no concern to you that my sister has left me to do the serving alone? Tell her to help me and do her part. But the Lord replied to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered and anxious about so many things. But only one thing is necessary. Only one thing is necessary. This is in Luke 10:42, Jesus saying, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, that which is to her advantage, which will not be taken away from her. Oh, thank Jesus, which will not be taken away from her. Now, let's look at this again verse by verse and see where each of us can learn. And we can change today, if we can remember. If Jesus says it's only one thing that is necessary, only one thing is necessary. What is this thing? It is only one thing is necessary, and that she has chosen that part, good part. If only one thing is necessary, fantastic. If we can find out this one thing that's necessary, and then we choose that part and hang on to that and continue in that, then obviously our life will be fantastic, isn't it? Now, only one thing is necessary. Now, again, we'll go back. Remember, in 38, Luke 10:38, it was Martha welcomed him. Not Mary, It was Martha. When Jesus went into the village called Bethany, a woman named Martha came and welcomed him into her own home, into her home. 39, her sister named Mary, who seated, now this is, there's a confusion here, there's a discussion between theologians whether this is the same Mary Magdalene or same Mary who poured the alabaster water and all this. So we are not here to discuss that thing today. There's a sister named Mary who seated. I believe it is the same Mary, that is Mary Magdalene, but let's see some theologians or some other understanding, but never mind, who seated herself at the Lord's feet, was continually listening to his teaching, not just listen and drop, listen and go do something else, listen and went off, listen and mind went off somewhere. Continually listening to his teaching, continually listening to his teaching. But Martha was very busy and distracted with all her responsibilities. And she approached him and said, Lord, is it not no concern to you that my sister has left me to do the serving alone? Can you imagine how much work you'll have? The Lord has, Jesus Christ has come, and now he comes with 12 disciples. So remember this, you're not alone there. And when you invite the Lord Jesus Christ in, of course the disciples are followed. Now, if not, if Jesus, with Jesus, only simple thing, very quickly he can do one person, and he doesn't care about food and all some more. So just Jesus. These disciples all we have to serve. Now, she's serving, she's preparing, serving and all that. Isn't it necessary thing to do? Yes, but Jesus Christ saying, but only one thing is necessary. But we will think this is a necessary thing. Let's feed the Lord, let's feed his troops, let's feed his entourage and all that. Then, tell her to help me and do a part. The Lord says, well, no. You are worried, bothered and anxious of so many things. How many Marthas are today listening to me? How many Martha, men Marthas are listening to me? Are you worried, bothered and anxious about so many things today? There's a segment that Jesus made me do called kill anxiety before anxiety kills you. Kill anxiety before anxiety kills you. Here Jesus is saying, worried, bothered and anxious about so many things. Now how many Martha sisters, my sisters and brothers here today listening, or any time listening later in years, I don't know when they will be listening this. I might be by Jesus' mercy gone home to the Lord. Others may be still listening to this. Who knows how the whole thing goes? Only Jesus knows. How many Martha, if you are a Martha, if you are a Martha man or a Martha sister or Martha brother here, you might be a brother in Christ, but you may be doing a Martha today. You are worried, bothered and anxious. Are you worried, bothered and anxious? Then you are doing a Martha today. So I think I am now telling my instruction to the congregation I minister. Anytime people are worried, Martha, bothered and anxious, just tell the sister or just tell the brother, you are doing a Martha. You are doing a Martha. So why? Martha, the spirit that Martha has allowed to capture her, will destroy her. We cannot. Worried, bothered and anxious. Cast all your cares and worries upon the Lord Jesus Christ, for He cares for you. That's a command. Eh? Cast all your cares. And how do we cast all our cares? By worshipping Him and all that, and then praying, talking to Him. Praying is what? Talking to Jesus Christ, the husband of your soul, and telling Him this issue going on, and say, Lord Jesus, I do not want to be bothered and anxious and worried like Martha did, but I am. Now I'm doing a Martha, Lord. I do not want to do this. Take it away from me, Lord Jesus. Start casting out. Now we got power. Jesus died and rose again and He gave us power. And He said, the last thing He said before He left earth is, those who spread the gospel and those who believe, they'll have this sign following them. They'll cast out evil spirits in my name. You cast out the spirit of anxiousness. You cast out the spirit of being bothered. Cast out the spirit of being worried. And receive the spirit of being calm. And trust in the Lord. You see something. That's why there's I will prayer in the. I think I've changed it to I am, because some of it I will is a future thing. So I decided to change it to I am, and some the sisters in Christ typed it out and all that story. Now you go to the graceoflife.com and get these prayers, and you begin to pray this, casting out all this nonsense. Cast out, brothers and sisters. You cast out from outside first. This is a big mistaken thing, you know. When casting out, people think there must be a huge demonized person and with all this matted hair, black with earth and mud and all that, and then you minister deliverance. No, friends, you minister deliverance being, you are captive. If you are worried, bothered and anxious, you are already captive. If you are worried, bothered and anxious, you are captive, you better cast it out. You have to cast it out. You have to cast it out, because the order from Jesus Christ, otherwise you are a captive. He came to set the captive free. So why am I allowing myself to be captive again with some of these ridiculous spirits which are going to destroy me? Jesus Christ also said, you allow one demon to come back, then it will go and bring seven more. So this worried, bothered, anxious will only get worse and worse and worse. Worse and worse, and then will destroy our life. And once you are in this condition, in the worried, bothered and anxious business, seven more demons will begin to enter you. Seven more, you will begin to lie. And another lying spirit may come, because now you are bothered and anxious, and you tell your boss something. You are bothered and anxious about what the boss is saying. And then you now may end up lying to him. You end up maybe stealing, or maybe cheating, or something. The other spirit will come. And then you, my brother, who is a spirit being, has become a captive, and these demons are walking you for, and you have the power Jesus Christ has given you with this so much of sacrifice, so much of pain and torture and hanging there with the flesh like ribbons, because they whipped and whipped and became like ribbons, the skin was become like ribbons. The Bible says he had no more form. This was predicted or prophesied thousands of years before there in the Psalms. He was hanging there with no form. They've torn his face, and that's because they told him, yes, the face was torn. And he had to go through this to give you the power to cast out every evil spirit and not be a captive again. And if you do not use this, you're just wasting it, brothers, sisters. You're wasting it. Do this. Get the prayers are casting out in the name of Jesus Christ. And receive the spirit of calmness. Receive the spirit of boldness. Receive the spirit of sound mind. Receive the spirit of overcoming in Jesus Christ's name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive the spirit of overcoming. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive the spirit of boldness and sound mind, kindness and compassion. I receive the spirit of love for even the person who's bullying me, maybe my boss. I receive the spirit of love and I will love him. I will love this man in Jesus' name and I'll do the best. Whether he recognizes I'm doing the best or not important here. I want to do it unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And he, my Jesus Christ, the husband of my soul, will do something. Now, starting it, when you are in this condition, sometimes you may not be able to pray. So you start it by saying, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. Now where do you do? Say it under your breath, softly, but must be audible. The demon has to hear this. Now, in addition to it, I've told the congregation before, I've been doing this from 15 years and I've discovered, maybe 18 years and I've discovered blood of Jesus. I tell everybody, do blood of Jesus, say blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. Now, what you do with the blood of Jesus is so powerful, it's complete power. What we do now, I call this the toilet break. If any meeting going on and you got distress and all this worried and bothered anxious, they're trying to do something to you, you immediately what you do, you excuse yourself, I need to go to the gents, I need to go to the ladies. Excuse yourself straight away before the demonic forces move and some more demons begin to catch you. You better straight away excuse yourself out of the meeting, out of the group of so-called friends, out of the group of so-called worldly friends, out of the group of people who are doing this thing and causing all this anxiousness, worries and argument and gossiping and murmuring and grumbling. Anything that they are doing that's not of Christ, ask yourself to be excused. And I call that toilet break. So congregation will know, why didn't you take a toilet break, sir? Why did you take a toilet break, brother? They'll know what I'm talking about. Ask a toilet break, go there, in the toilet, audibly, cast first, blood of Jesus, 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 blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, blood of Jesus Christ, mercy on me, Lord, mercy, Lord. And then quickly examine yourself, did you cause any of these things now? Sorry, Lord, you cannot know, so sorry, Jesus, forgive me, Lord, if I do things unknowingly, forgive me, Lord, if I do things stupidly, forgive me, Lord, my mercy on me, Lord, lift me up again, Jesus. And I tell Satan, every wicked unclean spirit of worry and bother and anxious and lies and deceit and gossip and whatever is going on there, name the fools, name the things that are going on there, because those things are the names of the spirits that are attacking, anxiety, spirit of anxiousness, worry, spirit of worry, and you begin to cast out in Jesus Christ's name, and you begin to do the breath of God, you begin to breathe the breath, because the Lord Jesus, I'm going to breathe, not air now, in faith I'm receiving your breath, the breath you gave Adam and Eve life, giving new life, and you begin to breathe in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey brother, sister, look, this is a wonderful thing I'm telling you, go and do it. You may be in a hospital and somebody may be inside the hospital and anxiety and worry and come. Because can you imagine, hospitals, a lot of spirits will be moving around. Spirit of suicide will be moving around. Spirit of worry, bother, anxious, life, deceit, money. Some of these, can you imagine, oncologists and all, many times they have been given commissions to do this chemotherapy so that without conscience they will begin to push the chemotherapy on people because they are allowed to get commissions in many places. So how? So it's a conflict, but they don't care. The world order, the world pharmaceutical order, pharmacy wants to do this. So you must understand, when they're recommending something, it may be recommending for their own sake, nothing to do with how you. So all these worries and all the greed, all cast out. You got power. Today you got power. Now we continue. There's only one thing, 42. But only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen. So why are we doing all this casting out and all? To get to the one thing. Because you don't have all things, you won't have the one thing. You are worried, bothered and anxious. Now many people tell you, forget about worry. Many churches will tell you, overcome your worry. But how? You cannot. Many times then they'll begin to say worship and all that. Worship and all that, yes, you have to worship. It might take a long time before you settle down because there's a spirit hanging around you. They do not, many, 99% do not know. You can cast out in the name of Jesus Christ these things. Brothers, sisters, I'm begging you, please try, use it. Because many times people are using theological statements to say, okay, you cannot be bothered. You don't be bothered and worried like Mary, Martha. Don't be bothered and mention Martha. You can. Now, but you cannot. You try. But you cast out and take the breath of God and you see how it works. Miracle will happen in your life. Now what is this one thing? Many theologians, scholars of Bible have agreed is one thing is this. Seek the first the kingdom of God. And I also believe that now. Why? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, isn't it? So now Matthew 6:33. But the first and most importantly, seek his kingdom and his righteousness amplified. So seek ye the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, right? So I'm reading amplified the explanation there. But first and foremost, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God. All these things will be given to you also. Now, when you seek the kingdom of God, he was talking earlier, this one I have to deal in, I've dealt in extent before, but I'll deal with another day when Lord leads. When you seek the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace and joy, what is the kingdom of God? Okay, they told me this is the kingdom of God, and I say, I want, but they couldn't tell me what is it. And now they seek. Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, what one likes, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The kingdom of God is actually a spiritual condition of your soul. Righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. How do you first cast out all the evil spirits and begin to now pray and worship, pray in tongues or even pray and worship, and you have the righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. When you have righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit in your soul, in your being, you are in the kingdom of God. It's a spiritual condition of your soul. So seek ye first the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ says, there's only one thing that you need. This is it. Righteousness, peace and joy. How do you get it there? Jesus said, continually listening to his teaching earlier. Continually listening to his teaching. So righteousness, peace and joy. And then you begin to put the doer of the word. Listen in teaching, you become a doer of the word. You cast out, you do the breath of God, and you begin to worship him and begin to care, look for his words. And Jesus will settle you, brothers and sisters. The one thing is, seek the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.